The post-match interview.
Got the Leopold Sporties Player of the Day here. It is Mitch Burgess. Mitch, on a day when it was really tough to score and the conditions were really tricky, territory gained, is your specialty. Your run and carry is just invaluable, and heaps of intercept marks today. So well done on a fantastic game. How does it feel to be into another grand final?
Yeah, it's very nice. We've prepped all year for this, and we're extremely confident when it comes this time of year. And yeah, nice little week off, and yeah, we're very excited.
I'm interested to know what Buddha said to you at halftime, because it was sort of a tale of two halves, really. Didn't really play the conditions probably to the best of your ability, that breeze blowing, but in the second half came out and absolutely nailed it. In that third quarter you got the break that you needed, and then you really just surged that ball forward in the last quarter, which I know Buddha asked you to do.
Yeah, exactly. We did play Newtown a couple of weeks ago, very similar conditions, and I think it just kind of comes from learning each quarter. We started with it and probably weren't great with it, and then we saw what Newtown did, kind of just learnt from them and see what we can do better. And same here, I think we were okay first quarter, and we saw Joey's do some things that we thought, well, we can definitely do that and see if we can just do a bit better. And yeah, I guess we just adapted really well to it. They're unreal. They're such a good side, and obviously all year undefeated. And yeah, we just slogged it out, and yeah, luckily we just got through, which is nice. So yeah.
Mitch, thanks for joining us. Kingy, Jason, Kirsch and the K-Rock van, well done on your performance today. Well done on making another grand final. But I want to take you back a week. And what did it take out of the group, the extra time period and the golden point period, and not just physically but also the mental drain, I think, that comes with playing in a situation like that?
Yeah, it was it's different. Yeah, never been anything like it. So everyone was more it felt almost like a bit of a, like a, we're into a grand final or something. It was just we're pretty overjoyed. But look, body wise and mental wise, we were just I think we were pretty happy with how we adapted again, because they did this last time we played them at home, and they come late and they got us, and it was happening again. It felt a bit like deja vu, and I think we just stuck stronger, and us pulling through there and winning that gave us a lot of confidence, knowing, you know, we're not going to go back into our shell. And we learn each week, and yeah, we definitely learned from that. And yeah, it felt like we played two games of footy, but yeah, it was a nice win.
Obviously the last 2 years you've made it to a grand final through playing elimination finals every week. How's this situation for the group now that you've got a week off, considering the last two Septembers you've had to play through?
Yeah, it's different, but I think with that Friday grand final, I guess it can work in our favour a bit. We'll get to maybe change our training days a little bit and just try and prep for that. But yeah, we've usually been prepping for do or die for the last 2 years. So I think with body wise, we all love a little week off, and we just got to, yeah, as I've said a few times, just got to adapt to it, and we're ready, I think, and we love this time of year, so yeah, we're very ready.
Mitch, congratulations, great win, great game by yourself, but how strange is a game like that when you have to play with a plus one for four quarters? It's kind of weird, isn't it?
Yeah, it is very weird, but it's probably the most comfortable feeling being a backman, knowing you've got Harris Jennings behind you or Sauce behind you, because you just feel so confident that if it goes over your head, that, you know, he's either going to be on someone's shoulders or he's sitting in a nice position. So it was a weird game. It just felt like it was back and forth for a lot of the game, but yeah, we really learned how to play with the wind in the end, and yeah, it's good to be through.
Really nice. You have to manipulate the plus one on a day like today, but who decides who is the plus one? Do you guys just work it out between yourselves? Like, if it's Harris Jennings, obviously you want him taking the high ball, or if it's yourself, you know, getting that run and carry type, who organises that?
Yeah, I think it's usually just to see how we're moving the ball. If it's it seems to be a hack you get out of the middle. I think you'd obviously rather your bigs and not so much me spare, but if it's, you know, rolling along the ground and, you know, short entries, then I guess I'll try and be that spare. But yeah, we just go off feel. Buddha might say give us an instruction, but he's more than happy for us to work it out on the fly. But I think ideally, yeah, we want our big intercept markers doing their thing. So if we can have a Harris free or a Teb or something like that free, that's ideal. But yeah, we make it up as we go, and we're a tight group down there, so we're pretty confident, everyone.
I know you're looking forward to this. These are the tough questions now.
Mitch,
you know what's coming.
Mitch, you know, Burjo is a warrior of the reptile. Now, I just want to let you know, Mitch, that this year you probably heard that it is called the Jet Matthews Medal now for the Reptile of the Year. So Jet has actually had the medal named after him. Now, just to let you know for the season, so Pity
nominated Jet in round two.
Yep.
Even though he wasn't allowed to.
So that was okay. But then Brock, and can you ask Brock to tone those boots down? They're way too. He's way ahead of himself. He's drinking his own bathwater with those things on. So Brock also tipped Jet in. So you can't tip Jet in. Now, now as we keep going, the piano tuner, he nominated Pepper, who I think is a bit of a pest from what I've heard. And then 2 weeks ago, Tate Porter tipped you in.
Yeah.
Yes, you heard that, did you?
I definitely heard
that. I suspect I've got this little piece here that I've got left vacant at the moment. Burge, who are you going to tip in?
Well, you don't do that to your mate, so take that, Paul. It's your biggest shot at the club, mate. So.
Well done. I knew you were going to do that, Burge. Yeah. Good boy. Good boy. Yeah, only fair that Tate Porter gets tipped in as well. So I reckon Jet might be odds on for a two-time anyway, but let's just see.
Back to back.
Bix, really appreciate you taking the time to join us. Enjoy the build-up to a grand final, the opportunity. I think you've played on GMHBA Stadium before as a young fella.
Yeah, a bit younger. So hopefully a bigger crowd than the Rebels versus the Falcons, but it should be all right.
Look forward to seeing you in 13 days' time. Congratulations. Perfect. Enjoy it.
Thank you, Hughes, guys. Appreciate it.
Mitch Burge is joining us on K-Rock Footy.
The post-match interview.